January 17th. Do you have a chance to look at those minutes? Motion to accept?
So moved.
Second? All favor?
Aye.
All right, under old business, Mr. Kevin, who are here representing the woman, correct? Okay. We're going to give you about 40 minutes, and that's about it, because we've already made up our decision last September. But you are welcome to stand up and present your view. I'm not sure we'll give you an answer tonight, but we will be happy to listen to you.
Well, I would like to address the board in private.
Apparently, we can't do that.
I don't think we're allowed to go in executive session with another attorney without our attorney present. I don't think we would.
Yeah, that is, it violates the sunshine laws. Do you have anything to say then?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Mr. Roney is not in agreement with the, I believe it's your proposal, with the vote on the end.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And he did come up with another drawing or design, if you'd like to consider that. It would accommodate the three votes.
If his drawing exceeds any more than 25 feet from the back currently is, then it would be unacceptable to the board.
Okay, then Mr. Roney wants to withdraw his application to change the dock.
The problem is that it's not Mr. Roney's decision at this point in time anymore. The dock is in disrepair. That's what initially brought it to our attention. And also, the fact of the matter is that that dock, I do have the documentation here someplace. Let me get you exact dates. April 14th of 1998, Mr. Roney was informed that that dock was going to be permitted for only one season and that he had to submit plans the following season. That's 10 years ago almost. It never had. If you'd like a copy of this letter, we won't have to provide it for you. If you'd like a copy of the letter, we won't have to provide it for you.
I probably have that letter.
Okay.
The situation then is going to be very difficult because I don't believe you have any documenting that the other two people that are applying have any access to the lake over Mr. Roney's property.
Well, after I went to the town of Belmont and reviewed that particular situation, that is designated as a right-of-way.
Absolutely not.
That's what Belmont's got in the file. It's designated as a right-of-way.
Do you have a copy of something that says that that's property?
I did not bring that with me.
Well, I think you're absolutely incorrect, sir, and you're doing your homework correctly.
Okay. Well, if in fact you are going to block their access, then that would be not a matter for this board because that would pertain to anything above the 1450.
Okay. And just to verify that no one else has any access over Mr. Roney's properties, to give you a photocopy of his abstract of title that will show that he is the absolute owner of that property, and that no one has a dedicated deed in the right of way whatsoever across that property.
And once again, the issue before this board, okay, is what's in the best interest of everyone on the lake. Okay, we've got Mr. Holmes and Mr. Schmidbauer on either side. Mr. Roney has had 10 years to correct this problem and has chosen not to.
Well, it's my understanding that you have elected to arbitrarily violate your own regulations in order to accommodate them in terms of the distances that the their proposed docks or changes and their votes are within violation of the 5-foot rule that you've established regarding the property line extension. and the location of an additional, I believe it's a jet ski lift or whatever they call them on the one side?
Yeah, that's correct. Mr. Holmes's jet ski lift was done by a committee. We did that inspection, and that lift is 5 foot from the property line.
Well, that appears to me that your decisions are completely arbitrary and capricious, and you cannot act in that fashion. You have to treat everybody the same.
That is correct.
And you are sitting here telling me that you will violate your own rules to accommodate the other two landowners. I don't see anything in the definition that does not designate Mr. Roney as a front lot owner. I don't see anything in any documentation anywhere that indicates that the other two people that are applying for this dock license have any access whatsoever to the lake.
Okay. Did you take the time to review Mr. Roney's dock permit?
Yes.
Okay. And what is his number on his dock? What is the number on his dock? What's the designation on his dock?
I have to look in my file.
It's a B. Okay. His designation is a B. When he purchased the property, okay, he signed a license agreement, accepting that in the condition that it's in. Okay, he was designated as a back lot, not a community dock. That's all we're trying to do at this point in time, okay, is correct a problem that's over 10 years old with regards to boats overlapping beyond the 20.6 foot right-of-way. Mr. Roney is a 20.6 foot right-of-way. And that's all we're trying to do is contain those boats within it.
He owns the land, it's not a right-of-way.
Well, he owns down to the 1450. He doesn't own beyond that.
That's correct.
So these people wouldn't be able to access their docks by other means, not going down Mr. Roney's property, if in fact you were to proceed on that course.
That's what you want to do, I guess.
No, that's not what this board wants to do. What this board wants to do is we come up with a fair and equitable position. Mr. Roney ends up with a space on the end of the dock where he usually ties his boat up that will be more secure than the one that he currently has. Based on the plans that we provided, okay, we're actually giving him, if memory serves me right, 2 or 3 more foot on each end. Wasn't that right, Richard?
Something like that.
2 or 3 feet on the end for him to more securely tie his boat up, rather than the 8 foot that he currently has now. So we're giving him a more secure spot to tie off to.
Well, he feels that you're limiting the size of the boat that you will be able to put there and granting other people who have less of a right to access that area than you know. And someone that's been there probably for I don't know how long, including his father, 30, 40 years, all of a sudden you're penalizing him for being a nice person.
I don't see that.
And that's unfair. And he's not happy with that. It is also a place to park a boat that is going to get beat up very badly because of the wave action and the direction that the waves and the boats go. And it's not safe.
But does he not customarily park his boat there anyhow?
I don't know about that.
Yes, he does. I mean, we didn't, with regards to Mr. Roney, okay, we took into consideration where he usually parks his boat, okay? Our original plan, okay, did not really accommodate him parking at the end of the dock, okay? And that was brought to our attention by the other members of that dock, okay? So, instead of it being, and once again, I don't have those plans with me, and I apologize for that, but just for the sake of argument, instead of it being 4 foot wide, okay, which he only would have had to tie off to, we said put a T on each side, so it gives him better mooring. And since that's where he customarily moors his boat, I don't see where we've changed anything. We've given him a better spot. We've given him a more secure spot to tie off to.
That's your feelings.
Well, that's my feeling personally. The rest of the board members are allowed. I'm just, you know, after spending realistically 10 to 12 hours down there measuring and ciphering on this, I just don't see where, if we let him go out any further into the lake, okay, initially he submitted a plan that was once again, if memory serves right, about 48 feet out of the lake, okay, with an angle on it, okay? If you stand on the end of Mr. Roney's dock, and do a visual line, I give a direction, you will see that the end of Mr. Roney's dock is currently in line with the rest of the docks in that area. Now, you put a 7-foot wide boat on the end of that dock, it presents, you know, if we go out much further than that, it presents a navigation hazard to the rest of the people on the lake.
But isn't the width, when you consider putting the dock that you proposed plus his boat, almost the same length?
No, 25 and 7 is 32.
He's shortened it since the one that he gave to the board. Shortened it a little bit and curved it.
Is it less than 32 feet?
I think he worked it out so that this new angle that he proposed, the end of that dock is the same as the current dock, which would be the same as the T dock with a boat on the end of it.
Madam Chair, would you mind if I look at this?
No.
Was this was your drawing?
No. That was our suggestion. That was drawn by the other members.
For all of you, Japan.
Is that?
Now, this one's 35 feet.
Okay, that's growth drawing on ours.
35 plus the 8-foot being.
Right, so
it would be 43.
Right. And we're, you know, 10 foot out. We're 10 foot, 10 foot further out the lake. Unfortunately, the lake has gotten smaller.
That's what Earl's trying. This is the one that we can also
see. Yes.
That's what I was talking about now. Where this should be the same as the T and what the boat.
Yes, but I don't. Yeah.
But then this one isn't yours?
No, the district has provided guidelines for the members of that community dock to provide us with a drawing. To the best of my knowledge, we have yet to receive a drawing. So, and once again, one of the purposes, and we just went through this with Mr. Schmidbauer, we have to go perpendicular to the shoreline there, okay? If we go perpendicular to shoreline, which is what Mr. Schmidbauer originally wanted to go at an angle and block off access to one side of that dock. He insisted that Mr. Schmidbauer go perpendicular to the shoreline. If you look at Mr. Roney's drawing, I don't believe he's trying to accomplish the same thing. I don't believe that he's going perpendicular to the shoreline because he cuts over and interferes in front of Holmes' patio more than a perpendicular way.
Okay. So you're saying that you're... I just want to show you this one because I'm not sure where this one. Oh, you have that one. Is this the correct drawing of what you were proposing?
No. No, this is 35 feet in length. That dock is not, the existing dock is not 35 feet in length.
So you want to make it the same length that it is now plus add the piece on the end?
And T's on, yes. So that he's got, exactly, see the 8 foot on the end for him to tie off to?
Yeah.
And currently his dock is 6 foot wide, and that's what he ties off to. So we've actually made it about two foot wider to more to.
May I make one quick suggestion?
Yes.
Or I can't speak for Earl, but it seems to me that the problem is the size of the boat and not the dock.
Okay.
If we would consider allowing him to park a 17-foot front on the end instead of a 15-foot. And again, I can't speak Earl, but it might ease the situation. I don't know.
Okay, with regards to a 17-foot boat on the end, okay, if I go out there and I stand out there and I put a 17-foot up boat on the end, okay, that is going to considerably make your egress difficult.
It's still within the 20.6, though.
Yes,
it is. And it, and again, I'm not sure at this point if we would even agree to it. You know, it seems to me that the dock isn't the problem. It's more the, you know, the size. You're talking 2 feet as opposed to, you know, this whole mess here.
Okay.
Is it something that, is that a compromise that's worth looking at?
Would the board have a problem with that?
Bringing some kids on board out there, I don't.
Yes.
I don't know, we would have a problem with it, but how about the neighbors?
Well, because they're contained.
Well, no, they're contained, they would be a foot and a half on each side.
No, if the right of way is 20.6,
right,
okay, and we stick a 17-foot foot on the end of the right, on the end of the dock that's centered, okay, then that 17-foot boat, 25 feet out, would be a foot and a half from the
property lines.
Right.
I think you still have to go back to Mr. Schmidbauer and not even talk to him, because that's kind of what we agreed to. Initially, we told him that it would only be a 16. I think it was 16-foot boat, is that right?
50, I thought this was a 15.
He has 15.
15
and a half. He said to me, at one point, was his concern that it would affect his ability to sell his property if it could only have a 15-foot boat, because you can't, they don't make them 15.
They don't make them anymore, he means.
Yes, sure.
This was already decided and voted to stay with the 15-foot vehicle.
I'm not arguing it.
It was just another suggestion. I mean, I know we brought up already, but we're kind of looking for a compromise here to appease everybody.
Well, I guess my question to Mr. Roney's attorney then would be, okay, if in fact the board were to take this under consideration, what guarantees would we have for Mr. Roney that he would not block access?
I don't think he's going to do anything until you make a final decision. But I believe, and I don't know with Mr.
Leo,
it's correct, is that Mr. Early feels as though he's being penalized because he happens to have a 15-foot boat now. If he wants to get a new boat, he's not going to be able to have a place to dock it. But it's been his dock for a long time.
No argument there whatsoever.
I mean, that's really what...
I don't think this board can rescind a decision without some assurances.
No.
Yeah. That's fair. You know, if Earl wants to, you know, sign something that says he won't block the right of way, he'll keep it within 70 foot. I think that's a fair
concession. What I'm looking for is a compromise.
I can try and reach him by phone if the phone will work here and ask him that question.
Mike, is this going to interfere with you? Jill?
I think it will. And I know Schmidt Bowers will not go along with it.
They won't go along with it either.
Once again, we are care, custody, control of Global 1450. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Schmidt Bowers is getting his new dock, okay? I believe that, and Mr. Schmidbauer is on a cycle, because he's never going to be able to use the opposite side of his dock towards the community dock. So I don't see where that would affect him other than the psychological standpoint. I don't see from a physical standpoint where it would affect him.
It affects mine and Sheila.
I don't argue that it... Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but... Don't both your new jet ski hoist and your current boat hoist, more or less, don't you come and go more from the north side than the south side?
Yes.
So I'm sorry, Sheila, but to make a compromise here to ensure peace on the lake, I don't see other than psychologically where it's going to affect your in and out. This is South.
Don't you think Mr. Schmidbauer should also have a say on this
thing? No, not really. I mean, these are basically all separate issues, okay? Mr. Schmidbauer wanted a second dock. We went down, we looked at it, and we agreed that he's entitled to a second lot back based on his frontage, but he can't put it at the angle that he wanted to put it at, because then he infringes on these people's right-of-way. So we said, yeah, you can have a second dock, but it has to go parallel to the shoreline.
Perpendicular.
So, I mean, we've addressed Mr. Schmidbauer's concern. There is no infringement on his frontage with a 17-foot boat on a 20.6-foot right-of-way. So there, it's, in my opinion, each one of these is a separate issue. He can't use the south side of his dock, okay? If both yours and Mike's boats, okay, had egress through the north side, okay, the side facing the community dock, then we would have to take that into consideration. South side, I'm sorry. But you don't. You come and go from the other side. So I don't see that it really hampers your in and out. I mean, we're talking roughly, you know,
we're talking a foot,
okay, to make a problem that's over 10 years old go away and have it written, so that if and when Mr. Romney decides to sell his property, the people know that this is the maximum boat size. Just so when that gentleman bought his boat, that was a stipulation, it was right on his license.
It was right on there.
And that would be the stipulation that would go on Mr. Romney's license as well.
That it would be 17.
I guess I have to know where this T is going. Is it going to extend beyond the dock that's already there?
No.
It will not be part of it.
Not according to this drawing.
It's a three. We've narrowed the walkway down to 3 foot, Sheila, and centered it, right? And centered it in the right way. So he's going to, if it's a 17-foot boat, okay, ideally, he's going to have 8.5 feet hanging off each side of the center of the dock. I mean, that's the way we would record it at the dock itself. And we would not extend the T at the end of the dock.
That would be part of the walkway.
Actually, the boat's
going out. It wouldn't be 4 feet. This part, the T, would that extend further than
No.
The
no.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do, is keep it in the same footprint length that's there, so it's not any farther out. Anything farther out becomes a navigational problem.
We do have the meeting again on March 20th, in a couple weeks.
Yes.
I would suggest that the board take this under consideration. You can contact your client and advise us as such.
Okay, so what I'm going to be approaching him is regarding the fact that you will possibly allow him to have a 17-foot boat. The dock will be centered on the
20.6-foot
piece of land. The dock will be 25 feet and 3 feet wide. And then at the T on the end,
there would be 1 second. How long is it now?
It is
35 foot long.
Schmidbauer wants
20. Right, I know, that's right. Schmidbauer would make 10 foot shorter because...
35 including the T, so...
Yeah,
right. The T is okay. Within that.
So, yeah, so it would be 30... It would be the existing length of 35 feet including the T.
Right. It doesn't stick out any further.
But it's not stick out any further.
And it's
3 feet. The T would be, what, 2 feet wide?
No, the T, there's no, it's, the T's not going to have any width to it, okay? The T is going to go 1 foot, it's going to go 3 foot on either side, no longer than 35 feet.
That T on that drawing here is 2 foot.
Right, I mean, that's not what we agreed to. The overall footprint of the dock, okay, is going to stay the same. It's going to be 35 feet from here to here, okay? This is 35 feet. The T is actually going to, if you want to build the T thick, okay, then it's got to come back in towards the shore, not out to the water.
Yeah. Right. What we had talked about is everything is 3 feet wide. The end of that T, the top of that T is 35 feet wide.
Correct. The maximum.
So when they get out of their 15-foot boat,
the maximum boat, length
they have 30. Something substantial to stand on.
And that's fine because we're going in, not out.
Correct.
Who only question I have, and I'm not sure where the water level actually is.
1425 Pond Stoddard.
I know where the, you know, your boundary is, but I mean, over at that particular location, is there enough between where the land is dry and the inside of the tee to actually put a boat?
Oh, yes. There is a lot of water.
Okay, they have plenty of water. It's not something where you have to back it in to get the motor in or anything.
The people on either side would pull their boats in. They could, but I wouldn't suggest that they back their boats into the shore. So they would pull their boats in, and Mr. Rowley's boat would be on the end.
Yeah. And the width of the end piece would be 8 feet?
Correct.
Nine.
Nine, is that what we decided?
Yeah. Three on each side, three down.
9 foot. So then it's 9 foot wide.
And then he would be able to have a 17-foot boat.
Maximum
width. Right. And then...
And that would be a license restriction.
Okay, so with that permission go across the property.
Correct.
Exactly.
I think yes, Sherry Fair.
Is there a deadline on this?
Yeah, this deadline is like, you know, June 20th, if memory serves me right.
Well, would you like to try and contact now, or would you like to wait until 2 weeks from today?
Try and contact him.
We've got a lot on our
I think we've only got two more weeks till our next meeting. Let's table this, you get in touch with it, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
Could I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking this question is not to stir up trouble, it's just to maybe avoid some problems for the board down the road with this 17-foot length restriction. How do you classify boats? How do you classify a 17-foot boat? I think you're going out to the end of this dock and laying down a 17-foot tape and saying that's how long it can be. How do you do that? The reason I ask is 21-foot boats now that have an attached swim platform are 24 feet long. You take a 17-foot boat that's 17.5, put 150 horse outboard on the back, and now that boat's 21 feet long. I mean, how are you doing that? Do you have something in place? I've
looked at 17-foot boats, and there was not one I ever saw that was 21 feet wide or long.
No, but with a 17-foot boat, normally, it could be 17 foot 4 inches long, and then you put it's from the bow to the transom.
With these
two, then you hang a motor up the back.
When we put the bow restrict on them, we set overall length, including motor.
So you've made that clear.
Yeah, okay. Overall,
on their license restrictions, yes.
I would like the minutes of this, everything that's been taken place here, too. I would like some kind of documentation about this.
You can do it for the subject.
But my point is, with a 17-foot boat now, you're talking about a 15-foot or a 14-foot boat. It's going to be 17 feet long.
So
if a guy comes in with a registration that says he's got a 17-foot boat and it's essentially 19 or 20 feet long, you know, are you going to have recourse? I'm trying to help the board here, not cause problems.
Go by the registration. Same thing to do everybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Then a 17-foot boat might be 19 feet long.
I don't think
an outboard would be, certainly.
I think the people that had to maneuver around that boat would have something to say.
Yeah.
Jim, you have a ski boat. That's probably got a swim platform that attaches to the back. That's not included in the length of your boat. It's pretty big. I do on my boat, too.
I think we want to say 17 overall.
That's what I would say.
Okay. Then can we say registered 17-foot, not to exceed 18.5?
I'm sorry.
Can we fit in there?
I don't know what overall length.
Yes.
Don't have enough for it. I don't think any votes bears that description.
You're probably going to have more than a foot. 60, they're 60 footers usually. You're probably going to have more than a foot just for the most. Is this the only dock on the entire lake that has a restriction on the size of the boat?
No.
Then you can say it for the other people then too. If they have a restriction of a 21-foot boat, it might be 25 feet. What do you do about that? You have to go by the registration.
You do. See, if this roadway was bigger than 20 foot, there wouldn't be a problem. It's just that it's small.
Who's to say this isn't going to be turned over in a year or two?
And that's why we want to hammer it out right now. Absolutely. I mean, that's going to be a restriction in the license. Just like both of these people have restrictions in their licenses.
I think we need to move on.
Okay.
Do we want to put this into the form of a motion, or do you want to just table it until the 20th?
What's your pleasure? I would like to table it so we talk to your client.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard for me though to explain until you guys make a decision on how you're measuring. I think everybody assumed that all the discussions they've had is that they were just going by the registered length of the boat and not going out through the tape measure and measuring the motor. Because then you get the thing, well, is the propeller part of it sticking out further than the top of the case? And
I just say 17 registered.
Okay. All right.
17 registered length?
Yeah.
Can you add that to your table motion?
Yeah.
If you've got length restrictions on everybody else in the lake, or not everywhere, but a lot of places, I don't think anybody's measuring their boat. They're just going by what your boat is designated. So 17 footer or 18 footer.
By myself, I would think that both maybe should be here. I mean, maybe they'll say 5 for the 17 foot, 5 for the 14 for the boat. But I think that they should have 20. Per se on this correct, because it is within, it's outside the, well, it should be like
7 Schmidbauer in a minute,
and then
over here
and get there,
finish out the next meeting.
Okay. Tell them we're going to discuss it the next meeting.
Okay.
And then come up with a conclusion the next meeting.
So we're just going to table it now and until the 20th. Did we have a motion and a second to table?
I'll make a motion to table.
Okay, second. All favor? Let's move on.
It would be at 7:30?
Yes.
Can I be on the agenda at that time?
Yes. Yes.
Those two drawings, if you want copies, can send me and just mail those back to me.
If you're looking for proof, I mean, you can get that.
I'll put it out
in your file.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, moving on, we want updates on Bernhard Trail 4. Dave?
Okay, on my way out here today, Sheldon Smith called me. And he was able to come over,
Ken Dutcher.
Sheldon's over.
Oh, Ken's there.
Ken's here, okay. Well, I received drawings, which I forwarded to Rick. Mm-hmm. And Rich Malter, Rick, and myself, we have talked on her 2 or 3 times in the last month. And I think we've come up with, as far as Bernard, he was going to cut off 5 foot from. He's going to go back on his furnace, 5 foot, cut off an angle, and then there's measurements on there going back, like I think it was a 20-foot, right? 20-foot. 20-foot across from the B335 dock, which would enable them to have like 4 or 5 more foot entering in, so they'd be able to get a large boat in there. But right now, the holdup, I guess, is Bernard wants that wing cut off, right wing on the dock.
Short,
not the whole way, right. Shortened 10 foot. And it was a price issue that Sheldon mentioned. But I told him that we have nothing to do with negotiation, who's paying for what on a doctor. That would be up to them totally. And That would, that right now, that's the whole.
Okay. The one thing that I think needs to be brought up is the extension on the wing and what's going to be cut off. Honestly, drill for dock committee is not going to agree to 10 feet. 5 foot is sufficient, and it's well within the guidelines of how many access, how many feet he has to have access to. With, from his border going out back, we'll cut 5 feet off. If that'll keep him happy, we'd be more than happy to do that. But I don't think you find an agreement with anybody on our trail that is co-occupants of that dock that are going to go 10 feet.
Okay. He said, what Sheldon said is that if you didn't go with the 10, well, I don't know, maybe you could negotiate with him.
Well,
okay, the 10 foot, okay? But his feelings were at this point that, you know, since his client is giving up a couple feet back, you know what I mean, on his frontage and that, that if you guys can't work out an agreement with his client off so much of the, I don't know, 10 feet was there. Or come up with some kind of solution. Their feeling is they'll just go with the existing break wall where it is right now, clean it all up, and repair the old break wall exactly right where it is. This is what I want. I want it to work.
Yeah.
And so, I think John Bernard, I mean, he has given up, right, Rick, he did give up 5 foot of his front. And he could have made a big fight out of that, but he did give that up, which would enable, you know, to get a larger boat in the back. But I don't know. I don't know how important that wing is to you. You know.
Well, the wing isn't. I don't think the wing is as important as everybody feels it is. Cutting off some of the wing is an easy thing. There's, you know, again, you're willing to go 5. Not okay. 10. I'll talk to Sheldon. I'll give Sheldon a call. That's right. Not a problem. We've come up with a set of prints when this dock was built. Back, what was it, 91, and he originally had 19 feet clearance from our dock to his property at that point in the very back end, and 21 feet clearance at the with the Y going off, if you will.
The B335 tag.
Pardon me?
The B335 tag.
Okay, is that what it's called?
Okay, gotcha.
That's anyways. Those were the measurements made in a drawing back when the dock was installed. And he's nowhere near that at this point. He has put two break walls in. There's one break wall in since that dock was built and got it closer to our dock. So, you know, we're all in favor of he wants to limit us down to 17 feet at the shoreline is what he's saying, which he's gaining 2 feet closer to our dock.
16.
16, okay. 16 feet?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I got it in here, but I didn't count. So he's actually getting closer to our dock than he originally was. And as far as shoreline property, hey, that's fine. But I'm not too sure he owns all that property.
Well, actually, it's not. It's owned by the district. It's owned by the district.
Okay, that's what I mean. But what I'm saying to you is that we're more than willing to say, okay, the district owns the property. He's going to come 3 foot closer to our shoreline. That's not hurting anybody. It's not going to do a thing to bother anybody on the dock. But where he's putting the rest of the wall going out and where he's going, if he's 19 feet, then he's still 2 feet closer than he was out at the dock tag point, which means he is gaining property to go ahead and do this, not losing it.
That's where he is right now.
He used to be 21 now. We're saying 20. He's really at 18. He's at 18 now.
Yeah, that's what it's at. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, this is the drawing. Do you have this 220-91 drawing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I just, we don't mind. We're not trying to take land away from Bernhardt, but I think he's actually, in his plan, trying to take land away from our access to the dock, for number one. And it was 19 years ago, the whole thing was agreed, and everybody said that was fine. They went, the board, whoever it was at that point 19 years ago, we can't always go to that. But somebody approved it and said, go ahead, the letter, there's a letter that says your dock print has been approved, build it, or whatever. They did so, and they approved it afterwards. So I hate to see us
in actuality, with Sheldon and Bernhardt's proposal, we're going to lose 2 more feet on the dock at the end at the dock tag mark. We're losing 2 feet. He's going to gain 2 more feet from where he actually is right now, or should have been. He's there now because he encroached upon that land years ago when he was a commissioner, needless to say. It's a scary situation that, you know, I mean, we don't mind, we're trying to be fair with this too. But, you know, to go from 21 feet to where he wants to be at 19 feet now, that doesn't seem correct to me. I'd be more than happy to say we're sitting at 21 feet out there at that spot and 16 feet at the shore. I mean, shoreline means nothing to anybody. That's not going to hurt a boat. It's not going to hurt anybody's access. It just, you know, but getting us out there, I know he's cutting the corner up, which that's another good thing. But don't come back over and then come. You know, if you're going to stick to your measurements, let's stick with your 19 or your 21 feet that we originally had. Cut your corner off and say that's fine. So he's really not in, he's encroaching upon areas that he wasn't at either. Or shouldn't say that, not supposed to be.
Why is he asking them to cut the 5 feet off?
Because his feeling is that if you take where his property is here, this is the, he wants actually 10 foot, is what he said.
Right.
But he's saying with his property line going out, that we're infringing upon his property line or lake access, if you will. We have had a survey made where we're really not infringing upon his access. We're infringing upon approximately 4 feet.
So like you say, he gets extension on the property line, so we don't necessarily always say that.
But I,
he's got plenty of space to get through there with a boat.
Yeah, and I mean, we're willing to concede and say, hey, we'll cut some off. I mean, if it makes John happy, it's no big deal to us.
Right, why don't you, do you want to talk, do you want to, it's up to you if you want to table this, or do you want to make go with something right now to cut off, or Sheldon said, if you want to call him, you can call him.
Yeah,
I'll
get a hold of Sheldon as far as cutting that off, but I'll, just so the board is aware of how we feel on Trail 4, I mean, I'll, like we said, we'll cut off 5 feet, but I'm not cutting off 10. There's absolutely no way. And if he wants to get rid of the whole thing and say he's going to go back to where he belonged, where he was before, then it's up to, I hate to say this, but then it's up to the board because he's now on your property where he should be.
They could take it better than that post there.
But that's 3 foot. They're willing to go more than that. They're willing to go 5 foot.
Right.
I would talk to Sheldon, and I think they may go for it. I think they may.
To this date, I want to bring up one other point. We have not seen a bona fide survey of Mr. Bernhardt's property, at least that I know of. I haven't seen one. We've provided surveys of the dock area, everything down there.
There is one on file.
A survey of John Bernhardt's property. I think Rhonda sent me a copy, but I don't know if it was how good it was. I mean, maybe it's you guys got a better copy when I ended up.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, if you measure from the pins on the far side, when they're not answering your question, we know he's over.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's my point.
Yes.
And, you know, we're willing to give, but I get the feeling in this whole negotiations that Mr. Bernhardt really isn't giving much because of where he has marched himself closer to our docks, and now he's letting everybody know he's giving something, but he really isn't. He's not giving a thing. He's just going to willing to cut off the corner a little bit.
Well, he's going
to
cut off the corner, and then you're going to go back on the side. I can't remember the measurement. 20. But right now it's not.
What he's saying is he's already encroached 3 feet of the lake property, and now he's going to go back.
Over the years, he has.
So he's just standing. And that's, you know, and I think there's a point where somebody, and if it has to be the board, I certainly don't want to involve lawyers. And I hate to have lawyers anywhere. Sorry. I hate to do that to you. But no, I hate to get involved in a legal battle of any kind. I'd much rather do it through negotiations and sit there and talk to them. But I think Mr. Bernhardt needs to realize that he's encroached for years, and it's time somebody says, this is where your line is, period. Now negotiate from that point. Don't negotiate from where you are today, which is 2 to 3 feet over what he should have been.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay, no, I just
would like to see everyone.
I want to see it resolved too.
Just so that you guys can get on your way and.
It, I'm going to be honest with you, it doesn't hurt me. I'm out in the wing, I don't.
Right, no, I understand.
We're all as a committee, we're trying to work for the gentleman that's stuck with his boat closest to shore.
I understand.
And the other funny part that I do want to bring up, that I don't understand, is how that dock was built for six boats. And somehow we managed to get eight licenses for it. That's something that you guys did. Somebody did here, we didn't do it. And I think that's a question.
We moved the license, there was a license on Bernhard's side that got moved over.
Right,
it was one of the ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that still made only six.
No, that, according to my research that I did on this,
okay.
There was originally six on there, okay? Mm-hmm. Moving that one over made seven. I don't know where the eighth one came from.
Well, it's my understanding that, what was his name? Mr. Lederhaus owned one of the cottages on Trail 4, and it did not have a dock. And just before he sold it, he came down here and got a dock permit. Secondly, that also happened to the trailer that's right next to me up on Trail 4. Just before Gene and Dolores, and I can't think of their last name, were ready to sell theirs, they came down here and got a permit also for that dock, because they told me they did. And so that's how the other two permits came about. And I think if you go back in your records, you can look up the dates that those were given. And I don't think they should have been given, quite frankly. That's neither here nor there, and I understand that, but that's sort of what, I guess what I'm saying to you is that's what created some of this problem, because one of the permits that was given happened to be now for the cottage that's in question that he can't get his boat out. That's one of the permits that was given that's closest to the shoreline. And that's why you can't get it.
Is there a stipulation on the size of his board or anything at the time?
No, to my knowledge, there isn't. And the gentleman had said to me that he's looking at getting a bigger boat. And I said, you can't. I said, I'm just here to tell you that if you do, and somebody, I don't believe there's any restrictions on these particular docks other than the normal lake restriction. But I told him, if you do, then you're going to have to fight with the board, because I'm not involved in that. I'm just telling you. So what are we going to do with this? You want me to? I'll work with
Sheldon.
I'll call Sheldon and talk to him as much as I'd rather not, but I will.
I can do it, Ken.
Huh?
I can do it.
Oh, no. I'll do it. No, that's okay. I know you are.
I think you guys are pretty close. Really
Well, no, I think we are too. And I'd like to get it resolved. But we may not be as close as you think we are.
Well, hopefully.
I'm going to tell you one thing, just so you got a record. It's a dollar amount that isn't going to throw this whole thing into the mud. Because I've talked to every trail member, and they are not willing to spend a whole bunch of money on his.
Breakwall.
So,
oops, I'm sorry. I understand, but we have nothing.
You have nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you where it's going to end up.
Well, we do, in that this board would be setting a dangerous precedent should we say that that community dock has to contribute to John Bernhard's breakwall.
Right.
That would be setting an extremely dangerous precedent.
I agree.
Yeah, and you can tell Mr. Smith that was said to me.
Oh, yeah.
I told Sheldon that on the phone today.
No, they won't be supporters.
Quite frankly, I thought Sheldon would be here tonight.
Well, he was going to, but he couldn't be. I don't know for what reason. But I told him that I would bring it up and we talk about it.
Yep. Well, I was a little late getting here, but.
Okay. I think we need to move on. Trail 9, anything on that? Rhonda, who should have a little discussion? Anybody else dealt with Trail 9?
We haven't heard
it. Okay.
I haven't heard anything. They were surveying down there, getting ready to do a site plan.
And I certainly hope it gets going, because Stretch and Claire is going to retire. So, I hope we agree. Okay, we're good. I hope we get going before June. Launch building.
Have you been down there, Bob? Is that still wet?
No.
haven't been down there.
Well, as long as we're talking about that, I was down there today doing a survey of docks that were ice. I really kind of think we should consider locking it, we're closing the gate until April 1st. Because it is a sloppy mess down there, and if you get a lot of people driving around in there, you're going to rip the heck out of it. Where I don't say, oh yeah, I don't say lock it, but close the fence.
Yeah, why would it have to be open anyway?
Well, April 1st is probably...
Yeah, I know, I'm talking about right now.
No, right now.
It doesn't have to be, no. Okay.
Close
it. Okay. Yeah. Somebody puts it down in there and replaces it. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the
dock and break wall at the launch? Yeah. Two years ago, we bought three sections of aluminum dock to put a second launch or a second dock in at the launch. I got prices, we're looking at roughly $1,000 for the lumber, okay? We could get Bobby and his machine and his transom to set up and dig the holes for all the posts and everything between $450 and $500 for the day, depending on the length of the day, okay? And we could use a backhoe as well. Tom and I could do the construction, and then the... You know, we need DEC permits. I would provide the secretary drawings and stuff so she could go to DEC and get us permits. I mean, we might still, depending on the DEC, we might still have enough time to get that in this year.
No. Do we have money?
You handed it out already?
No.
Is that lumber? Is that what kind of lumber you talking about?
Whatever Bobby said.
Yeah, can we use pressure treated lumber legally?
Sure.
Yeah, we can still get it. Did you protect it by pressure treated lumber?
No, it's got a grain sticks or something that's in the back.
Yeah.
But I don't know the pictures of that. That's why Bobby talked to the hardware. They're going to get
more. I don't have a problem. I mean, we bought the sections of dock. Why should you use it? Just never got put in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're talking $1,500 without labor.
Right.
What would labor costs be about?
We're thinking 3 days.
3 8-hour days?
Yeah. I mean, you've got, you know,
two times the cost of materials. Two times the cost of materials.
This is what you figure. So you're looking at $3,000 on the other.
$3,000 for labor. And
no.
$15,000.
Yeah.
Who actually have your bid it out? Material cost.
Yeah. Well, we're not bidding out. It's Tom, right?
Yeah. So it would be zero.
No. I mean, say, well, from the outside, let's say, you know, if you're saying $2,000, let's say $2,000. Or, yeah, if you say three again, let's say $2,000 for labor. You know, 8 hours or 3 days.
When you're talking twice the material, you're talking backhoes and whatnot. But it takes you together.
So that would be about $3,500.
Great. But, I mean, it would alleviate a lot of problems in the spring and fall. Being able to take bolts out on both sides. Is this something that we already ordered? We've already bought and paid for all the stainless steel bolts. We got $1,200 of stainless steel bolts sitting on the closet.
How come it wasn't brought up in the budget?
Didn't think of it.
I didn't know about this.
I just had one question, so we don't have any problems later on. Is this a job that should be put up for bid, or
anything under $5,000 doesn't have?
Okay, doesn't have.
For the real side.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we bought those when we were going to do the whole grant project.
With the state grant.
But then that budget came in at like $70,000, mm-hmm, to do all the work that they said we had to do. So we just said...
And they were going to give us 15.
They were going to give us 15, and we just said, we ain't going to do it. So, I mean, but in the process, we had already bought those three sections of that. So, they've just been sitting.
Oh, they're going to sit on top of the 6x6.
Like I said, we've already got it.
Yes, no, no.
We bought $1,200 of stainless steel nuts and bolts. They're all bought and paid for 3 years ago. I mean, I would just like to see if we can get it done this year.
I think we've been talking about it for quite a while.
Well, then I will entertain a motion. Can we do this?
I'll second.
All in favor?
I guess I need to abstain because...
Yes, you do. Abstain. Okay. Going on to committees. Debbie.
Okay, right now, the last time I did any work with the surveys was about 2 months ago with Rhonda, but now Mike Collins has returned, and I'm going to see, you know, I get Rich and Mike, and there's another fellow, Brent Kuhn. Mm-hmm. He wants to be on the committee, and so I'd like to work out a day. I want to contact everyone that we can come down here, possibly go through some surveys, go through the conference polls, surveys, and make copies of them, and we're going to have another area right over here where we can look over to it and get the surveys of people immediately. And the other part was we're going to be putting tags on all the docks this year. And that's another reason we have to, we're going to have our own meeting, our committee meeting within the next month as we want to set up for that. See how many tags we're going to need, how many numbers, in different areas are going to be different colors. So these are all things that we're going to have to work out with it. We want to get done in this spring. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. So that's as far as our dock committee now. Do you have anything to add to that, Mike or Rich, right now at this point?
Do you have any concerns such? Because at some point in time, I think we set a number, a maximum committee size of this committee, so it doesn't get unruly.
Right. No, well,
we can talk 5 people.
Right. Well, Brad Kuhn, well, Ray Sears, he was more or less, you know, for the construction part. Brad Kuhn would like to help out in other areas, like more or less with like a sub or something. You know, if we, you know,
so I have no, I mean, don't misunderstand. I have any problem with anybody. I'm just,
right.
You know, if this thing gets to be 44 people.
No. That's it. We have right now. We have
five of us now.
Six, correct? With Ray Sears.
The three of you, six, yeah.
With six, yes. Okay, I'll just tell Brad, you know, that he could, if he wanted to come along with us, but as far as making decisions, you know, maybe later on he could be a fill-in or whatever.
Okay. I mean, if we want seven, that's fine.
No, we don't have to. But
I'm just saying, I mean, at some point in time, we got to say, we got enough people.
But I'm saying, you're right. The reason I right now, because we have a lot of work ahead of us.
And that's fine. But
we're labeling the docks, and you know, there's quite a bit of work.
At some point in time, we need to say 8's the maximum or 10's the maximum. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Say it now, Rick.
8's the maximum.
Okay.
That's fine.
Go ahead and get it over with you.
I'd like to make a motion that the DOC committee is not comprised of more than 8 active members.
Second.
All favor?
Aye. That's fine. Okay, now with the other committee, I just spoke with Bob Reed. I would say maybe 3 times in the last couple of months. I know Bob has, you know, his plans on what he'd like to do with the committee. But with Bill Sikorsky, I know he knows about the dam much more than I do. And I don't know if we could get together with Bob, Bill Sikorsky, and myself, and sit down and go over what plans he'd like to make, you know what I mean, what we'd like to do in the future. I'd like to see a 10-year plan. On the maintenance of the dam, what we're going to be looking forward to in 2 years, 3 years. This way here we can set aside money, we can budget it, so that this dam stays healthy. Okay? That sound good with you,
Rob?
Okay, so then what we can do is, I don't know, within the next 2 weeks or whatever, maybe the next month or so, we can get together and
Okay,
now Rich Walter was...
First part of April.
First part of April, okay.
One of the reasons we want to delay a little bit is that state meeting that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know what's going to come out of that. So before you get all...
Oh, you mean as far as...
They're rewriting all the... That's what that meeting's about. Okay. They're rewriting all the regs. So until that meeting takes place, there's got an idea what they're going to keep discussing.
Is that on the dam, Joe?
That's a dam safety hearing. It's down under new business. And
yeah, we'll discuss it later.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Anything else on the committees?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Computer is repaired. Rhonda, you're on.
Oh, Mike Hicks has repaired the computer. The problem was when it was built, it was configured wrong. So he went in and reconfigured it and gave us more memory and it's working great.
How much?
$150.
On top of the other. Didn't he charge us before?
Yeah. $50, I think.
So that's pretty good. It's cheaper than a new computer.
A lot of it works.
Yeah, it's working very well.
And the new internet?
He stopped in and figured things out. He hasn't been back yet.
Okay.
Legislation.
I went to the last Rushford Town Board meeting, spoke to Mike Brasic again about Dave and myself getting together with Mike and Phil Stockin. And Mike said that he would talk to Phil. Well, then I went to the Kingadia Town Board meeting, and Phil hadn't talked to Mike, so we still haven't gotten together. But I think Mike should be pretty soon back from Florida. He is back, but staying here instead of traipsing back and forth to Florida. And hopefully we can get something together. So, Rick. The Bell Bozowski.
Okay. Back July 29th, sent us the original letter. What had happened with this gentleman is he bought a cottage without a dock. He talked to a bunch of people, and way back when, that cottage did have a dock. The problem is that those people sent the district a letter back in 98 relinquishing the rights to that dock, and it's since been reassigned to either a Boniac or Viber camp dock number B182. But we got a letter in the file from the original people saying that they gave up the rights to it. Now he wants to sell his place, and he wants to know if he can get the rights back. It's my opinion, you bought it without it, you don't get it back.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. That is snowball's chance. He brought it to me, so I got it. Mm-hmm. His other option was to see if there was space available on the community dock for 3 spots. So I dragged myself down there. And no, there is not. It's a 2-spot dock. That's what it is. He relinquished, he didn't. One of the prior owners 10 years or 15 years ago relinquished their rights and put it in writing to the district. The district has since reassigned that license to another person. Done. I'll call.
Would you like a motion?
Yeah, okay. I would like a motion so a letter gets sent to him. I'll call him and advise him, but okay. I would still like a motion.
Let's have a motion that. He is denied the
reassignment,
and that he will not be able to get a space on Ivaniak or Bunsey's dock because there's no room.
I remember that.
So, can I have a motion to that?
So, a motion.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And, Rhonda, you'll do a letter? No. Rick?
No.
Who's going to do a letter? You do a call?
I'll do a call.
Okay. All right. Moving on to Rick. Doc B278.
I tabled this back in August when this Bobosinski was brought up. This is Bunsey's license.
Oh, okay.
And to the best of my knowledge, we never got it back on the agenda to approve Bunsey's license.
Okay.
I went down and inspected the dock this weekend. You know, we had done it originally. The dock's in good shape. I just want to
formally.
Okay. Even though he said the dock wasn't in good shape, or is this a different dock?
This is a different, I was,
oh, okay.
When I tabled it, I was confused, Bunsies.
Okay.
Old man Bunsie and new Bunsie.
Okay. So, the dock is all right, you better vote to approve it then.
Right, transfer the license.
Transfer the license. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Rick, for bringing that back up again. And finally, Rick, last but not least, generator maintenance.
We had, Bill had brought us a proposal, and it was quite lengthy in nature. And I don't know that we necessarily need something like that. And I'd just like to call them. You know, we needed to be load tested every year, change your oil, or I mean, I barely change your oil. We can change your oil.
Well, what they do is that annual inspection. They do all that stuff in one inspection. That's what they charge for. Everything that was listed there would be in their price.
That's a once-a-year deal.
You can make it once a year. You can make it twice a year.
Didn't we vote on that?
However you want to do it.
Now, they put that under full load bill?
No, the load test would be additional.
But they do.
Yeah, they can do a load test. Yeah, we can do
a load test. That's done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can just have them add a load test in with that other whole description of everything they do. I don't think they charge a lot, but actually, Aaron, who's kind of the guy who calls on me, he's our sales engineer. He wanted to get down here and hook up with these guys to look at it. We just haven't been able to kind of hook up.
I really think at this point in time, for our own satisfaction, that thing will handle it.
Well, why don't I'll get hold of Aaron tomorrow.
And then call me at my cell and I can
get him. You guys maybe can set up a time.
Absolutely. Monday through Friday, do it.
Well, it'd probably be on a Friday. Because he said Friday, he's kind of on a road. He could just get it in with it running around.
That's fine. But I mean, we got the summer season coming up, and that's what I think we might need the generator.
Right, right.
So,
do we want to go with that contract then?
Yes.
All right, so I need a motion.
I believe we go with that contract in addition to that, if there's four voting tests on that generator.
Why don't we table this till 20th, and I'll try to get a firm price by then. Because
right.
If you can read them within the next Friday.
Yeah, I'll be dropping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Table it now.
Rick can't meet the room.
Yeah. He just wants to look it over and whatever.
You're second to one first.
All right. Well, I need a motion to table this until the 20th.
Well, I'll make a motion to table it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Finally, we get to new business and introduce Lieutenant Chris Fenimore from the Allegheny County Sheriff's Department.
Good evening. I'm not here to build any docks or
you probably don't want
to. No, I don't.
It's actually very interesting listening to everyone here. I appreciate you letting me come over and talk. Sheriff, again, sends his apologies. He had a sports banquet to go to this evening. The other sheriff is sick of a dog down with the flu. So you got me. Basically, I just wanted to throw a few things by you people and table some questions from you. I know in the last...
I'm here to protect them from lawyers.
Anything I can do to protect you people from lawyers. Just can't believe me, I'd be here for you. No problem. No, I understand in the last couple seasons, patrols haven't been as active as they should be, is my understanding.
Yeah, that's true. So, a more catch and release.
Yeah.
Catch.
What we're going to do this year, I'm going to beef up the patrols. I want to vary the hours. I want to have some of my guys over here in the evenings more often. I plan on having evening patrols on Friday, and I'm going to vary the weekend hours so that we are out on the water in the evening. So my understanding is there's a lot of people that like to go out there and mess around after dark. So we'll be out there. Also, we'd like to set up two boater safety courses this year over to Rushford Town Hall, if that's possible. We've had a big influx of people that want to get their motor safety courses taken care of. So we will set up I'll get a hold of Rhonda and we'll go that way. I've got to call in advance the Parks and Recs and get it done. And I'll coordinate that with you. Also, I've got some new young guys that are coming on. We're going to try to, I went over your Lake Association information on the ordinances and everything. My own personal feeling is that I would rather write under those than the NAB law unless it's a serious violation. I know people are here to have fun, but I'm going to tell you right now that we probably are going to be throwing some paper around this year. We're very serious about the reckless operation close to shore. The PWC is raising heck after dark. The voting while intoxicated laws. The sheriff has made it very clear that I'm sending a couple more people to navigation school this year. And if they're going to go to school and we're going to pay for it, they're going to be out there working. We also would like to increase the inspections at the launch. We would like to get our guys over there and actually have safety inspections when the people are coming in on the weekends to make sure that everybody's up to snuff with their equipment. I understand that there are some problem areas that people want to bring up. I understand that there's one question I want to ask if I'm going to be able to. I would like to get keys to access the dam area because I've understood in the past that you have people that are jumping off the walls up there, getting on the dam and everything. We do have them. Okay, I'll have to talk with you guys.
Carol.
Carol,
the name's got
it. Okay. All right. Well, that's probably why I haven't seen him. Carol, the name's got it. But I've got 8 additional people this year, so we should be able to take care of you over here quite well. We're actually talking about, we're doing Cuba, but Cuba is a different world than Rustford. Mr. Schemmel over there said on a busy day in Cuba, which I had my problems with Cuba. I didn't like some of the things over there, but he said on a busy day they had maybe 12 boats, and out of those 12 boats, there's 7 of them are sailboats.
Yeah.
So what we're probably going to try to do at some point, too, when it gets very busy over here in the holidays, I'm going to bring both boats over here to Rustford and run 4 people on the water so that we can beef up the enforcement there.
And you know you'll have a building?
Yes, that's my
understanding.
Yes. That's down by the launch, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's great. It would be nice to have some place to get off the water. I guess that, I'm going to leave it open. I talked to Mr. Mosgrove down to the beach, and he has some concerns about people tearing through there, too. That was a problem area. I've been calling around seeing if there are any problems on the lake. It's been 5 years since I've been involved in the lake patrol. Politics got involved. So here I am again. Will I be on the water much? Probably not. Will I be around the area? Yes, I will. I'll be over checking with you people on a very regular basis. Plus, I'll be checking on my guys. And if they're supposed to be out on the water, I can guarantee you they better be out on the water. I'm going to open it up for anybody with any questions for me.
Hi, Ron.
Yes.
The DEC, is there any connection there this year that you know of that they're going
to
be?
We, in the past, we have no right to tell DEC they can't come.
No, I know that. But the one or 2 years, they came out like gangbusters. And, you know, we want to see more sheriffs, but mm-hmm. I don't know about DEC. I'm just wondering what you know.
DEC does never, ever notify us when they're coming
you
out of water. We see their little green boat out there in little green uniforms, and it's like, you know, they don't have any, they don't have to call us.
No, they don't.
It'd be nice as a courtesy thing, you know, but no, they don't inform us at all. We're not out to hammer people. We're out there to let everybody have a good time, but we want to make it very safe this year. And I can guarantee you the patrols will be beefed up this year. And like I said before, we will issue some paper, which we don't have a problem with doing. Any other questions? What are some problems, concerns that you people have? I want to take up some more time. I want to build a dock or get a railway to take care of here.
Well, I know there was one problem that actually I turned it over to Terry Parker. There's a little cove, Evans Bay,
uh-huh.
And
I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, actually, Rhonda did some checking with DEC because we wanted to make a miles per hour, or no, we wanted to put up cones, didn't we, or buoys, and we had to be very careful about that. But what DEC told us that one of the big problems was party boats anchoring out there and drinking. Not the party boat, but the people on the party boat, and not letting the cottage owners out, or being really rude to the cottage owners in this cove area. So DEC informed us that it's illegal to have a permanent anchor. And well, we needed pictures. So as soon as the water was out, John Edmonds went out and took pictures of this permanent anchor. So we were able to turn, and plus they'd also gotten pictures of the registration number of some of these partiers. So that went to the DA, and I don't know what he's done with that, but that...
In regards to permanent anchor, what are you saying? Are you saying there's a cement
foundation?
They stand it. They get off the boat and they stand it.
Is this over past the dam as you go down the...
No, if you're looking, you look out from the dam. Do you know where Wood Share Boats park?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Look straight out and go to the right, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You can wait up for half a mile there. Okay.
And it was a problem for these people.
There's still about 4 acres over there.
Are there that many? So that's one of the areas.
Okay. Yeah. If I could get Rick and his dogs, my dogs, to pull them home, we could do
that. Wouldn't that actually be against your policy, putting a permanent mooring on your property? I don't know what you need to DEC or anybody to pull that thing out of there.
What were we told about when you just said that it's, I mean, we thought it was illegal, but we were told, what was that you were told about that? You remember?
Yeah, the permanent acres are illegal.
Permanent acres, there was some reason we just couldn't go out and pull them out of there.
Well, you can't, I mean, if they had a right to be on the water,
right.
They just can't permanently anchor there, which is what they're doing.
Are those things actually poured concrete with a boat on an island?
Yeah. For cement blocks for them.
Yeah.
Want to bring one in there,
please? I thought they said
no,
they
I know John.
We could pull them out, yeah, we can, yeah. They didn't tell us we couldn't pull them out. We can pull them out. But, you know, you pull them out and then they'll sprout up again. You know, and we want to resolve this problem.
Yes,
we do. So.
Well, we could have the sheriff's charges in the area, that will resolve.
Yeah, we will make very regular tours through that area. Mm-hmm. And if the operator of the vessel is drinking, we can make it very uncomfortable for them. Mm-hmm. We won't harass them, to say the least. I mean, we can't harass people. But we can go over there and sit in the middle of it. Which we don't have a problem doing. You know, the sheriff is adamant about enforcement on lakes this year. So, and it's also, I actually go by the old philosophy. I'll warn, though this one's on you, mentioned on me. And we will give people warnings. I mean, I don't have a problem throwing somebody off the lake. Well, as long as I've got your people's backings here on the board, if they're messing around and they're tearing things up, I'll throw them off the lake.
That's what I want.
Okay. There's no reason why everybody can't have fun.
Exactly. Just be safe. That's true. But if there is the anchors over there, it's not my right to tell the board to do anything, but pull if you can, if there's going to be any problem, pull.
Yeah. And we certainly don't mind doing that, but they, you know, they just sprout up again. Mm-hmm. And it's at that point that we've got to start getting these
If they're being a hazard in navigation, we can write them for that. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they're carrying through there, at excess speed, we can write them for that. If they're being reckless, we'll write them for that.
Were they throwing trash on the guys?
Yeah, that was the other
thing. Leaving their trash behind on his property?
Littering, we'll write them for that.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to get them from public scene exposure, too.
I don't want to picture that, but anyway.
As far as water, people that water ski, how close can they go to the shoreline? As far as when you're actually doing skiing, I've seen people that are going full blast, and then all of a sudden the skier will let go and go right up to the dock.
They're supposed to actually be within the same regulations as operating a boat within 100 foot, but they can take off or return.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, return.
How close can jet skis go to regular motorboats?
There is no ruling on it, but if they're interfering with navigation, if they're cutting off the right-of-ways and stuff,
Well, no, you mostly get them from, they want to jump the wakes. Mm-hmm. And they get pretty close to the boats.
Yes.
I've had one, 2-3 feet behind my boat.
I've been splashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you stopped one.
Yeah. You know, it was always the thing when I worked at the lake over here, I was a stickler about that particular thing because it is dangerous behind it. And I think it's 75 foot. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
I think
no,
it's 75 feet.
I was just curious because I know a lot of them are a lot closer.
Oh, yes, they are. Very much so.
Well, just the act of wake jumping is illegal.
Yeah, there's wake jumping is illegal. Yes. Anybody else?
Is there a newsletter in the spring?
Ron and I were just talking about that. We've got to get together.
Because it would be good to put a mention that there would be stepped up patrols.
Yes, stepped up patrols. And
what I'll try to do, too, is I'll try to get a schedule set up as best I can, and I'll send it over so that you're aware when we're going to be out there.
Okay, that would be
good. I would very much like to bury the patrols on the weekends and the evenings, you know, so they don't know. I remember numerous times leaving and get halfway home, they call and say there's a jet ski out there racing heck on the lot.
Yeah.
You know, they know we're there. They know when we're not there. So if we bury it, and if I do bring both boats over at one time, maybe we can help that way.
That would be great.
And if people have a complaint, do they call 911, or can they call the sheriff's directly?
They should call the sheriff's office and take care of it.
Because that could be in the newsletter, too, the actual number.
Because
mm-hmm. yeah. The Rutchford won't do anything other than call 911 and let it make the rounds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I work varied hours, too. I'm usually there from 6 o'clock in the morning to probably 6 o'clock at night. You can call, but I will be in and around the area. And I don't call my cell phone very often, so I can't really give you my number.
So, you don't want to give it.
You know, but, no, if there's any complaints, please feel
free.
Well,
just so they know where to call, because people every year, they complain. And who do they call? And mm-hmm. nothing happens when they call 911, or it takes, you know, so if they know that you guys are really supportive. Mm-hmm.
And we do have, the town of Rushford now has a noise ordinance after a certain hour, and I don't know what the rules are, but maybe we could get that for you too, because there's a lot of complaints apparently around Ryan's Cove or Ryan's Inlet. There's a lot of partying and a lot of noise that tends to go on, and surely Bob, you know, they've had some complaints before.
That's Charlie and Bob Stephan?
Yeah.
Now that Rush Creek Bridge is a problem also, right?
With people jumping off, kids jumping off Rush Creek Bridge. So. Yeah.
Boats jumping?
No.
No, kids.
I mean, but they're rubbing speed through there. I mean, that's a 5-mile-an-hour speed.
Yeah, it is. Well, there's also kids jumping off the bridge.
Yeah, that was always a great
thing. Yeah. So. Just to make you aware of some other general problem areas.
Anybody else? I'm hoping, you know, it's like I say, we're going to do the best job we can this year. Probably some of the guys that have worked the lake in the last 4 or 5 years aren't going to like me as well. But I'm going to expect them to be out here enforcing things. And
Chris, I think they'll be happy that somebody's backing them up. Because I think that was a problem. I know Ryan McKnight was over here, but he never felt that he had any authority. Mm-hmm. And that was a problem. You know, you've got to have the backup. So, mm-hmm. And Ryan did try. So I think you're going to find that, you know, the discipline and the backup is going to be up.
You say, I'll be in and around the area. I'll be over here checking on. Not checking on my guys per se, but I will be checking on my guys.
Yeah.
But I'll be in and around the area too, and I understand you have a constable.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I will like to meet him sometime. And
When he gets back from Florida, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. And he only patrols the Rushford side, so he don't
right.
have that additional honors.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, hope we can work well together. It's, I've actually missed being over here on the water. You know, I mean, I'll get out there once in a while, and if there's any questions, you know, please feel free to call me. And if you run into any problems, if you see any boats out on the water that are causing problems, and you need a registration number or a dock number off it, I'll have no problem going and talking to them and taking care of it. Anything else?
Anything? Thanks. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to meet everybody.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be seeing you all around.
Oh, yeah. And please feel free to come back, you know, anytime we've got a meeting if you want to.
You got another one on the 20th?
Yes.
Actually, probably what I'll do is I'll talk to the sheriff, because he said that he'd like to come over and meet everyone also.
Okay, all right.
So,
be very welcome.
And it's very interesting listening to your report.
This is a quiet night. Yeah, this is a calm.
Well, let me know when you have a good one. I want to do a lot.
We don't like the good ones.
I'm going to leave you now, but thank you very much again.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Very much, Chris. Okay. Lake level. What is the lake level right now?
1425.7.
Okay.
We have two docks that are currently in the ice.
Okay.
I drove holes in the ice last weekend. We've got 12 inches of blue ice. I mean, I'll take a ladder out sometime over the course of the weekend, get it back out in there, and drill it again, but, you know, one day does not do substantial damage to that ice.
It's cold this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I walked around three-quarters of the lake this weekend. And realistically, I think we can go to 28-29 before we have to do a release. The three docks that... Two of the three docks are already in the ice now. You know, this is first week of March.
I agree.
I think we can go to 28-29 before we have to do a release. And Bobby, I talked to Bobby and Tom, and, you know, this is the first time we will ever be doing this. We have never brought the lake up with this much ice on it. I don't feel that other than those three docks, and unless we get the goofy south wind, that it's the only way those docks are going to get damaged.
And we've already warned these people.
Several times.
We've been told we can't leave here, right?
Right. Yep. I mean, you know, we can't go much higher than 29 because we get into a lot of docks.
I think this weekend, Sunday, they were talking about rain out this way.
So that wouldn't be good.
That's bad.
It's supposed to warm and it's cold. I just looked at the weather. So, I mean, next week's going to be...
Yeah, tens. There's also tens at night.
Yeah. Sunday it's supposed to go way down. And then next week it's...
So like I said,
35-ish during the day and cold at night, so it'll go slow up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will drill holes for the next meeting again. And, you know, 2 weeks ago we had 11 inches of ice, but we had three separate layers. Mm-hmm. We got that stupid snow, and it compressed it, and now we got 12 inches of solid blue ice. And I did it in three different positions. I did it 10 foot, 20 foot, 60 feet offshore, and so we got a lot of ice.
See what happens.
So 28-29?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's this discussion about dock placement? Who brought that up, Rick?
Right below the lake level. I think that was not. I don't remember which one. I don't. Is it supposed to be dock replacement? Well, if we can't remember why it's on there, let's just go on.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that was just with regard to the dock at the break at the launch.
Maybe. All right, building office concerns. Oh, I brought this up. We have a real problem with, apparently when they place the exhaust for the toilets upstairs, they didn't do it right. And periodically, Rhonda will come in here. And how many days, did you go back through the records to find out how many days there's an overwhelming septic smell? Well, I think it's been at least four, if not five.
This year?
No. Between late last year and this year.
This year?
I've
talked around at least three times this year.
We're paying good rent for this place.
Well, the code enforcement officer is right up there.
I think we need to send a letter, because we're paying good money for this office, and when our secretary can't use it because there's this horrible smell.
It's a health issue.
That is a health issue.
And then the other
other thing is the exhaust is this furnace on. Exhaust out here, right?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. That's terrible.
Should be addressed.
Like in the spring and summer, you cannot have the window or door open because the exhaust fumes come in. And even with everything closed up, people come in here.
Where's the furnace? That's right, the exhaust.
The furnace is
right there by the door.
In that closet, and there's an exhaust right outside that door.
The wall's all flat. It's
really bad sometimes. My God, did any of you hear that? That noise is horrible. What is it?
No, it sounds like a bar or something.
No,
okay.
It's a floor,
yeah. Because the furnace came on, the noise went away.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, the furnace came on a bit ago, and the high-pitched noise disappeared. Now it's back again.
You hear that all day long?
No, I'm just hearing it tonight.
You can say you heard that all day long, you know,
well, I would if I'm wrong.
I make a motion we send the powers that be a letter and address this.
Will you do that? Okay.
You need to pay a record.
Yeah, well, and that was another point. I'm wondering if for all the days that Rhonda had to go home because it was, conditions were awful here, I think we should deduct that from our rent.
Well, let's not go down this.
No, this has been going on since last year.
I don't know that, but I think we just...
Well, we haven't complained.
We haven't.
Not anyone complained or no? Well, I have. She doesn't have a paper trail, but
yeah,
she has complained.
Let's send a letter.
Let's create a paper trail.
All right.
Create a paper trail.
But then after that, if the problem isn't corrected, I think we need to take the rent back.
I agree.
We certainly can help our own budget, and she can't work.
We have a motion on the floor to send the powers to be here.
Okay, second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Was there any other office concerns? Well, I could think of a few that I would include.
You'll include in the letter? Okay.
If you want to just email me with that letter, I'll include it over.
How's that?
Great. Okay. I'll be very happy to. Okay.
Good letter.
Okay. Dam safety hearing. And Bill, I'm going to let you talk about this.
Launch attendants.
Oh, I'm sorry. Skip that. Launch attendants and overseer.
Well, we need to start thinking about launch attendants, and I wonder if you wanted me to run it.
Same way before you done it, right?
Sometimes we have people coming forward asking about it. We want to have one self-publisher.
Well, it's not a letter that was created. The ones who done it last year, maybe they want to do it again this year.
And is there some commissioner that's going to take charge of the launch?
What did we do last year? Did any commissioner have charge of it?
No, really.
But we had a mature young lady doing it last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Maybe we'll get the same position.
Yeah, well, that would be nice.
It's possible, isn't it, that Allison will work again?
I don't know. She might be taking a course at UV this summer. So I don't know what her schedule's yet or anything.
I don't know. We'll run it.
What's that?
Fair and square.
Yeah.
Well, after we finally raise the pay.
Commissioners take charge and they check in and make sure that they're there when they're supposed to be there and they'll collect the money and those kind of things.
I can try it out. I'll do it for this year. I can try it.
Somebody too that they can go to, someone they can call.
I like to see that part.
I can't see you physically being down there all day.
Oh, no.
They should have somebody there.
An aunt, yeah. Yeah, Paul, right?
Yeah, problem.
That would be good. All right, now we'll go on to the dam safety hearing. No.
Well, I got this actually a lot of copies of me sent me this email. It's just public hearing, dam safety regulations. Department is holding 3 public hearings to accept the oral written comments on proposed amendments to Part 673 and portions of Parts 608, 621, Title 6 of Official Compliance Code Rules Regulations of New York State. Basically, I believe they're going to update the code regulations for dams. What this is going to entail, I have no idea. But there's 3 hearings. One's in Poughkeepsie on the 15th of April. There's one in Rochester on the 18th of April. And then there's one in their offices down in Albany on May 2nd. I'm going to probably try and make the 18th meeting. Ron has got the flyer. I mean, if anybody else is interested, I really don't know what they're going to go over or anything else, but that's why I sort of brought up about the committee before we get too deep in the committee and stuff. Probably see what they're cooking up. I don't know. These guys, I have no idea.
Anybody else want to go with Bill?
You're going to go. Yeah, Rick was going. All right.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be available
for that. Yeah. Rhonda's got the flyer, so it's Holiday Inn, right? She's got all the details here on the flyer. So.
You think you're going to get into this requirements that we've got to, I mean, Pacific, but we've got to meet, not just for that meeting, but I mean.
I think, yeah, some of that's probably what they're talking about.
Okay, this overtopping.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably some of the stuff they're talking about.
To me, I think this is a serious thing because they've got the power to shut this thing down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is serious, too. Very serious.
We need the sheriff.
No, we wouldn't need the sheriff.
Okay, I think our assessments would go down.
Yeah.
Well, I referred to you. You say you're not linking your own.
No.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going on. I've talked to this Canastrari now a couple of times because I'm trying to hammer some stuff out with him. And, my problem with them is they're not much help.
They're not consistent.
Well, they're not much help. You ask them for direction, what do you want? And they don't tell you. I mean, that's been my problem with them. I don't know that they know what they want.
Sounds like you, back in 72 in the flood, trying to deal with the Corps of Engineers, what a mess that was.
Yeah, so
they didn't know what they wanted.
Is this federal or state?
No, this is state. This is the guys over in Albany, Milan and everybody. So.
But since we started this project, they've changed commissioner. The head of this thing's been changed 3 times, 4 times.
Well, the guy we're dealing with, actually a lot now. I mean, since I've been on the board, we've dealt with 6 different people, and I don't know if the, my understanding is a lot of these guys go there, and then they there's other places they'd rather. I don't know why, but a lot of them work. A lot of them, I guess, go down to New York City because the marine end of it, I guess, is more busy or whatever, and that's where a lot of them go from dam safety for whatever reason in that section. So, anyway, I mean, a lot's still there because he's in charge of the whole show now. And that, I mean, he's kind of the director of that office, but, you know, we've got Framer. So anyway, now this
Leon understands what's going on here as well as any of them, right?
Well, but the problem I'm having now is I've called him like 3 times and he's never there now because I think he's always over with the legislatures and everything else. You know, he's kind of at that level. So I had a good working rapport with him and now I'm, you you know, this new guy, it's almost like they want you to design it, you send it down there, and then they don't like it, and they reject it. Well, tell me what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what you're saying, though, is they won't release that grant money to us until we satisfy them.
Exactly.
Bill, would it be worth us spending the money if we could get somebody from Acres to go with us?
Well, actually, my last conversation with this Canisteri is he wants to set up a meeting once the weather breaks here. At some point, he's coming over here with Acres. And, you know, I met with Acres about 3 weeks ago. And the other problem is Al's up in Vermont because they're relicensed in that nuclear plant. So he's been working up there. He's only in town like one day, maybe a week. And I went over there a couple Mondays ago just to catch him in the morning before he went back up to Vermont. So.
Is there anything happening on the grant?
Well, that's what I'm talking to this Canastri about right now, because I'm trying to hammer out that issue with the inundation maps and everything. Mm-hmm. And actually, he was supposed to send me some stuff. Because I told him, well, everyone I'm talking to, it's $100,000. And I told him flat out, we don't have the money. And he said, well, it shouldn't cost that much. And I said, well, who are you talking? I mean, you keep telling me it's cheaper, but I'm talking Acres. He goes, well, there's other, he's supposed to give me some other firms that do this. But I haven't gotten anything from them. I talked to Rhonda. I was out of town last week, so I didn't get a chance to talk to Rhonda last week. But she says she hasn't received anything yet. I called him this afternoon, but he wasn't in the office, so I'm going to try and get a hold of him tomorrow, see where this stuff is.
Are we going back to political route? Senator, local senator?
I don't think it's going to do any good to go to Kathy Young. If we go any route, I think Randy Cole might be the only one on the federal level, maybe, who could do something. Yeah,
I might change next week. But you know, say what is going on here. Yeah. In a couple days, so.
You know what I don't understand about this whole thing is we submitted a grant for the project we completed.
Right.
It's done. It's been approved. And now they're saying they won't give us the grant money until we commit to a future project.
All these other strengths.
And all these.
I don't understand that either. I've never seen a grant work that way. I've never seen it work that way.
That's why the idea of going to the political room may help you out. I've got a friend that does some grants for smaller lakes in the area. And he said he could piss and win all day long, excuse my French, but he's gone to their local center and say it all happened.
Maybe that's
in a smaller amount, but at least
maybe that's the route we go again then.
Well, I mean that's the problem I'm having, because they keep adding the stuff they want us to put in these deliverables, and I'm not putting all this stuff in there because it's just a big monetary bill coming. You know, and he's like, I mean, his Canisteri goes, well, you just got to list it in there. And I'm like, yeah, but once it's listed in there, you come back to us and say, why haven't you done this yet? I mean, it's in a deliverables page, so at some point, they're going to expect you to do it. I don't give a...
Right.
I don't care what they say, you know.
Bill, if I call Kathy's office, mm-hmm. can I give her your number?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
My only concern is, and this is pure politics, the Senate is struggling now to maintain a Republican majority, and we've got a Democrat governor, and I'm beginning to wonder if this whole thing is just all political. You're talking about this new guy who's taken over. He's probably an appointee by...
They're all engineers. It's just that the engineers in that office keep moving on. I think they're all civil service guys. These guys are all licensed engineers, right. So I don't... I mean, he might be an appointment, but he's a licensed engineer, so... But it's just... I don't know, it's just tough dealing with him because, you know, a couple of things he said to me is like, well, go talk, it's like he wants us to keep hiring Acres to do all this stuff. And I'm like, you guys don't understand, we don't have this kind of money just to keep
And engineers keep working, coming up with projects to satisfy you guys. So.
I get, the basic thing is, I don't understand, we got a grant to do a project on the dam, we completed it, it's been approved. Why aren't we getting the money?
Who needs to sign off on that to get our money? Who actually signs off on?
They have signed off.
We have, we sent.
They've signed off on the project.
We sent everything into them and they rejected, they said.
Then where does it get submitted after that? Does it go to, like, the finance department in Albany?
Actually, what's supposed to happen now is, we sent this, the final application in. They didn't like the way we did the accounting, so they sent that back. I didn't put a deliverables page in there, in the application, there's like a deliverables page. I didn't put that in there because the project's done, we're not delivering it. Well, now they want us to put on that deliverables page, they want me to give a timetable for all this hard facing, the inundation study, they're tying all this stuff that we've already submitted into this,
right,
into the project we've already done.
Right, and I think that's what we talked about in a couple of meetings, about sending a letter saying they were projecting in 08 and 09 and maybe.
And that's what they want me to do, and I am not willing to project all this work that we have no money to do.
But if we go back to what Bill was saying, is say we've done everything that was initially approved, that's when you got to get the politicians to come in here, put, force them to push something, because you're not going to get it. You don't even know what to call, and they're not going to give you a real answer. It's politics. Yeah. You know, the money's probably already spent someplace else. That's probably the nip out.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. But at least if you put pressure on Kathy Young or somebody else to at least make a phone call.
They keep assuring me it isn't.
And
that the money's there, there, but
you're saying it's all been approved.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, Tom would be gladly custodial for them, you know.
Yeah, because they're probably going to come back with some codes and say, yeah, maybe that's what's going to happen, and then just say, we can't.
You can spend $100,000 in engineering fees and still not have a check for these people.
Right.
Well, that's my problem, is they don't tell you what they want. You know, and it's...
They make you guess.
But someplace you need to say,
I sent them a plan of what we're going to do as far as even, you know, looking at the back of the dam, you know, it was a survey, get some elevations back there and everything else. They still haven't told me if that's acceptable or not. I mean, it's like, what else do you want me to do? Like, you know?
But you have a document saying it's been approved. The grant was approved.
Oh, the grant's been
approved. We've got to send that through the political route. Go the other way, guys. You know, these guys are just... Engineers being told by their boss to stall this or stonewall it or do something, or, you know, could be.
It just doesn't seem fair.
Well, it's not fair. It's not honest. Who said politicians were?
So what would be the action? What would be the action?
Well, she's going to get a hold of
Kathy. I'd call
her. And I'll talk.
And send her the paperwork. I mean, if you got someone that says it's been approved, she's got it.
Oh, she knows the bond's not approved.
Just index it.
Reminder.
I got the letters.
Slightly reminder.
Put the letters for the original grants. I've got them in my bag.
No, all I need is the letters that
the award letters. The award letters.
Oh, you've got them?
Yeah, if you just want copies.
Yeah, I just want copies.
And just send
them to her. And I'll just fax them to her tomorrow.
Just tell them the project's done as far as we're concerned.
It's done and they just keep stalling on the money. We'll see how far we get. If that doesn't work, then, you know, like I said, maybe we can go federal. But we'll try Kathy first. Okay. Waste for the dam. Right.
Once again, this is something we've been talking about. I went to Clawson and I had him price me out something made out all out of aluminum. So get, you know, moving it out. The only thing I don't have a price on yet is a winch. I mean, if we're looking for Clawson, we're looking $1,400 for the boat. I don't know whether that's in the, it, you know what I mean, does that seem realistic?
I haven't seen what he wants to build. What's the hoist for?
Well, we got to get...
The problem is, for these guys to work down in the valve houses, to drag everything down the stairs. There's no way to get it down.
If we need to endorse.
That's pretty cheap.
And they need, what they want to, what we almost want is like a jib crane up on top of the hoist where they can lower it right down to the platform down there.
There it is, Bill.
That's very simple. Yeah, that ain't bad.
Well, actually, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but sometimes you can pick these up already fabricated.
Not for $1,500.
Well, probably not for $1,500, but used possibly. Well, no, what?
Once again, this is something that we, I need two new doors down there. I got a bunch of crap down there that needs to get out. We talked about refacing the valves. You know, I mean, these are all projects in the very near future. They're kind of dependent on this thing getting done first.
Rick, have you looked at RGC?
I did, and everything they hit was stupid heavy.
Okay.
I mean, like 200-300 pounds heavy. I had cost and designed this so it breaks into two pieces, and none of the pieces would be over 75 pounds.
So that's what they specialize in, is lifting equipment.
Right.
Yeah. You guys,
Laura says it can't get mounted.
It gets mounted. We have four studs installed in the face on top of the dam. This comes in two pieces. The base gets dropped down on it. We bolt the base in place, and we lower this thing on. Then this goes into the center of this, right? We got a base down here for the winch. I mean, whether it's an electric winch or a hand power winch, doesn't really make that much difference.
I get an electric winch. You'd be there all day winching up and down.
But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, we're talking 150 pounds total weight here. And I mean, if, you know, two guys 75 pounds each is not, you know, unless you're Bobby and you don't mind grabbing 300 pounds machine. But I mean, other than that, I mean, like I said, we're looking probably around $1,500 to get it done. Fabricated and done.
That's plus the weight.
Plus the weight.
That's what
that. No, plus the
without the weight.
Without the weight, right.
I mean, I
have no idea what this stuff costs. That's what I'm asking.
Right. You ain't going to get jib crane for less than that.
Okay. That was my concern.
Yeah. I'm going to get ready to get it.
Do we have the money in the budget?
Well, the problem with chain calls is just...
I learned my lesson, Bill. From now on, I ask the treasurer, do we have the money?
Of course.
This is damn stuff.
I mean...
And something they should have had a long time ago. I mean, to drag everything up and down that stair was crazy.
Yes, Bill.
You know, you sit back in July of 07 trying to do a budget.
I mean, know.
None of us think of these projects that come up now. I mean, we've got $80,000 in the budget for repairs.
Okay, so we can use
that. I mean, it's that was a guesstimate back in July of 07. I mean, it's just, the other thing that I talked to you about, and we talked about it at one meeting, was it was a concept. I mean, I don't think the taxpayers complain about needed repairs that we do. I think they need to know if we're going to have a party for, you know, what was that thing we were talking about, a party?
Yeah, well, I turned that over to somebody else.
No, but that's a completely different concept than just.
Right.
Just
I agree,
doing
and I
repair work.
And I wasn't asking for money then. I just was bringing it up.
No, I'm just saying that if you want to talk about a budget, the people know we have to do repairs, and they know that there's a certain amount of our budget each year goes into repairs. Are we able in July to think of specific projects? We try, but we just can't.
Is the repairs mainly for the dam or general stuff are you talking?
It's for both. We put in $80,000, and at that time I think we said $50,000 for the core samples.
Yeah.
$30,000 for the, I forget what it was.
Going on to requests. Matlock and Wolinski.
Mr. Malter, Mr. Hirsch, and myself went and looked at this. We have no problems with the project or the drawing. The only thing we did notice is there's a bunch of old tires in place back. And we would ask that the tires are removed prior to.
Tires. About any. About a dozen tires, maybe even more. I can't remember.
These are for anchors or foot hauls, stuff.
No, the wrong things are going junk in there. That probably something you threw in there 3 or 4 years ago.
Will you go down and inspect it afterwards once the electric is in?
Yes. I do.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
With the stipulation, Rhonda, when you put it in there, that we want them to remove the old tires.
Tires and tires and debris.
And or debris and remove that. Okay, diesel.
That one was okay, except for that it was an electrical conduit on the wall. Remember that we left that hand check?
That it went to both docks, too.
All right. He's got two docks.
He's got one. There's two permits for electric.
Or if underwriters had inspected both docks. Yeah.
Looked like some of the cattle was
kind of broken apart.
That's my idea.
Okay.
When the lake came up and lifted the dock up and broke the conduit at the bend right there.
Right.
I mean, it's solid all the way up to the house. It's just that elbow's broken. That can certainly be there. And the electrical was in when the inspection was done.
So the other side is ground bolted.
It's all tied together. It's been good.
Yeah. I make a motion to approve this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and the Rogers, the tree issue, that's already been taken care of?
I stopped there today and looked at it. It was hanging out by a thread. It was junk.
All right, so approve it?
Yep.
Second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
And finally, Schmidt-Bauer diagram.
Jan and I went down there, we marked it out. He's got... Did you guys get a copy of this from? I mean, we've got an excellent building list of materials, side view, top view, and everything. You know, everything's good, and it's all staked out. So, we already gave him the permit to build the deck. He was just providing with basically a diagram. So, do we need a motion on that or?
We already approved it before
the stakes were put up.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, the stakes.
So we're all set.
Yeah.
Just
a second.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
We don't have to. It's already done. Okay, finance. 2007 financial results.
A couple weeks ago, I filed the annual report with the State Controller's Office, all taken care of, all done. And I prepared these reports to compare the actual financial results to what we had budgeted for 2007. Everybody got a copy? The receipts were fairly close to what we had budgeted. We had $2,688 less in receipts than what we had budgeted. And then the expenditures, our insurance expense was $6,200 less than what we had budgeted. Investment analysis fee was $1,114 less. Legal fees were $37,576 more than we had budgeted. Our payroll expense was $7,698 more than we had budgeted. Our general repairs were $2,023 more than we had budgeted. Our major repairs were $238,181 more than we had budgeted. And what I want to say about that was we had anticipated that the project at the dam would be completed by December 31st of 06. That was the original when the contract was signed. So we thought when we did the 07 budget that that would have been fully paid for. So the difference of $238,000 is basically the payments to STC to complete that project. Office rent was the same as we had budgeted. Telephone was $268 less. Office expenses were $308 less. Postage was $346 less. Commissioner's expense was $225 more. Miscellaneous expense was $138 more. Electric was $457 more than we had budgeted. Workman's compensation was $144 more than we had budgeted. Disability insurance was $47 less than we had budgeted. Election expenses were $8 more than we had budgeted. Property improvements were $877 more than we had budgeted. I'm trying to think what that was. Property improvements in 07. Something we had not budgeted for, but let me
would
just...
Would it be up there by the dam where we have the flowers and the...
No. Just give me a second here. I'm trying to say exactly what that was. Oh, it was the trailer. The trailer at the... What we've got so far into that building at Balkan Beach, $877. Subcontract labor was $585 less than what we had budgeted. If you look at the, if you go past the ending fund balance, you can see at the general fund, because of these expenditure overtures, we were $117,000 deficit. So the part of what you'll move tonight is to approve the movement of $154,000 from the dam repair fund into the general fund. And that will leave our dam repair fund at $513,000. So for the new commissioners, the gist of all this is that you're basically going to vote to approve the differences between the actual financial results and the budget. But also you need to vote tonight to move $154,000 from the dam repair fund into the general fund. And we all know what's caused that. Right? It's been caused by the fact that we've never gotten that grant revenue. We paid for this project totally out of our own treasury. Actually, I don't think we're that bad off, to be honest with you.
I mean, actually, we made the interest on 154 because we didn't pull it out the year before, right? So we actually made money at 154 by leaving it there for an additional year.
Sure. That's the way to look at it. Well, listen, I mean, right now the treasury is $550,000. That's not good. I mean, when Bill says we can't do any more projects, we can't. It cost us, I'd say probably about between $95,000 and $100,000 a year just to run the district. That's without any extraordinary expenses.
Before we started the dam project, we had over $1 million.
Yes, we did.
Well, actually, this dam project cost us $760,000.
The whole project cost us $925,000.
$900,000.
Everything. Now, I'm going back.
I'm going all the way back, and it's like 2001.
All the engineering fees.
All the engineering fees. So we did really well.
Well, actually, we've done well.
Sure. Okay, the grant money.
Yeah. I mean, we spent that in a quarter.
Well, if we get the grant, what are we getting? Grant 200?
654, I think.
Oh, yeah, we used to get 654. So that would
push that over a
million.
We did well on the investments, but we locked into some T-bills several years ago. We locked into some pretty good interest rates. I mean, I think our portfolio earns, it's all T-bills, and it basically earns about 5.5%, which is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Can I have something?
I don't know if you're allowed to speak on it, but now that you're down to 500 and something, the cost to run the district, you usually use the earned income from your investment of a million. Now that you're at 500,000, you're going to have enough without that grant money to earn enough to run the district without dipping into your principal.
Well, without any extraordinary expenses, our tax revenue, if we didn't increase it, is still $200,000.
Oh, okay. So you do so enough to do. So once again, though, you need a motion from us that...
We need a motion from you that you approve the actual financial results as compared to budget. And so the expenditures that we made over budget, you're basically approving, you've approved them all year long, but you're looking at a final report. And you're basically making a motion to approve that. And then the second one would be moving $154,000 from the dam repair fund into the general fund.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve the final actual budget of 2007.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Now I need a motion to move $154,000 from the dam repair fund into the general fund. Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, Bill. That was great. Open forum. Going around the room, does anybody want to say anything? Yes.
I have a question. Is the lawsuit that was held against you by Bob Weed dropped, gone, over?
We will be discussing that in the executive session.
So there is no...
It's pending.
Public.
There is no public.
And my comment is, I, thanks to the RLRB website thing that's formed, I was able to listen to January's meeting minutes because I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm questioning the board's decision to put Mr. Weed on a dam committee when he is a subject of a lawsuit against the commission. Why would you do that?
But this was my idea to form a dam committee.
Yeah.
And I felt, with Bob's experience in the past working on a dam, and I felt that we would have one commissioner in charge. You know, we formed the other committee, the dock committee. I felt with Bob, you know, with his background.
You didn't find it unreasonable, though, for someone who has a lawsuit pending against you to bring him into your home?
Well, I spoke with Bob, you know, on behalf, you know, of the commission, and I asked permission if I could speak with Bob, you know, about, my main goal was to try to resolve the lawsuit, but this was not negotiated, and when I spoke with Bob, the DM committee was never even brought up when I first spoke to Bob to talk to him about resolving the lawsuit. Okay, so I've talked to our attorney, I let him know what was going on,
and he agreed to that, then allowing him to be on your committee.
Well, we really can't discuss that because that's a legal matter.
Right, right.
But just to say that this was our decision based upon Bob's past experience, and I think that's all we have to say.
Well, as a member of the public, I would just like to comment that I do not trust the man, and I think it's a very poor decision by the board to bring him into your security when he is I guess I couldn't say proven distrustworthy before, but I think it's a very poor decision.
Well, if it's a poor decision, I'm going to have to live with that. Okay. But I would like, I'd like to have the opportunity to see if this is working. I'm very confident it will.
And he was given the go-ahead by the rest of the board.
I think,
well, no, I'm not addressing
No, I understand. No, I understand.
Well, and I understand.
This was my decision. It was my decision to talk to Bob. I could have went to anyone. Mm-hmm. I went to Bob.
But I don't care if you're friends with Bob.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying, this was not part of the litigation process. At first, when I went to Bob, like I said, there was nothing to do. This was, I strictly went to Bob to see what can you do. I'd like to solve, you know, the litigation.
And this was a board decision.
It is. So and,
I think we're going to move on.
No, okay. I just wanted that on record that I questioned.
Sorry. Do you have anything to say?
I wanted to find out what was happening with the Putnam Bay docks.
Still in the hands of lawyers.
What does anybody know what it looks like? Or we have anything to worry about this one?
We haven't heard anything. Michael. Jill. Dan.
Yeah, two things. Because we don't have our grant money, and we're going to send letters to Kathy Young with the possibility of contacting federal contacts later on. Why not contact multiple players so that we have as many heads, you know, working on it? When somebody sees a CC at the bottom of the letter that someone else is being served this way.
Well, you don't want to start mixing up feds and state either, because that creates a whole new dynamic. So we'll try Kathy first, because she was our first contact. But if that doesn't work, then we'll go to Rand.
The grant money that we're waiting on, is it only state money?
Yes.
Is it just all?
Yes.
Would you recommend that we include Burlington on this? The similar.
I mean, we could send a letter to Burling.
Yeah, I just so that they're talking back and forth.
I don't agree on that.
CCs tells a person that, you know, okay, somebody else is getting this letter, mm-hmm. you know, and all of a sudden there's a level.
I don't think we would CC Dan Burling. I think we just need two separate letters.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because...
Not to make you want to take a second.
No.
And the second thing, Ron, could I have that piece of paper? And I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss the litigation between Robert Weed and the RLRB. All
in
favor?
Okay.
Excuse me.